Nintendo Now Blogspot Podcast coming to you from the Nintendo World Store in New York City.
Live in New York City.
Yeah, it's been a crazy day, and it's not even halfway done yet. So, here's what's been going on. Took us a while to get into the city. Took us a while to find a parking spot because we had a little misadventure.
And a run-in with Johnny Law.
Yeah.
John the Savage, let us in on your internal feelings while you were behind the wheel.
I have to tell you, those signs were mismarked or something. They were poorly placed.
Absolutely.
Whatever was the case, the cop decided it was the best idea to pull us over at least three times.
And then shout directions to us from the speaker.
No, he would yell at us instead of giving us the right way. We were clearly in the wrong place, but we just had to get out of there.
He would tell us what we did was wrong, but he wouldn't tell us what was right. So.
And he told us to do the right thing before he issued us a summons.
We should probably basically say that we drove up the ramp that the Port Authority buses are supposed to go.
And down. We drove up the way they're supposed to go down.
We also came out of the place the way buses are supposed to come in. So luckily there were no buses coming.
And luckily we're all still in one piece.
But when we parked, we picked up a bunch of old women who came in to see his Broadway show, and now we have to drive them home.
None of that's true. Well, none of what Nikki Hill just said is true. All the rest is true.
Sadly.
So we got here about four?
I think it was about 4 o'clock.
Around
4 o'clock.
We got into the city by 3:30.
There were 9 people at the store. They're picking 10 for Nintendogs Bark Mode with Miyamoto.
And so, 3 of us automatically decided, why not Raw Meat Cowboy? He's number one fan.
And then Raw Meat Cowboy said he didn't want to do it because he wanted the experience with everybody. And he figured it might cause problems later on. So anyway, Nikki Hill decides he'll take it, which is fine.
It may cause problems, but Shiggy's a good guy. I have a feeling that if one of 4 people is standing in line, perhaps he might, you know,
be able to get his plan.
Do it. He'll do it.
Extend it to a few more people.
By the way, before we go on, I just want to explain. We're sitting on the side of a street in New York City. Lots of cars driving by, people talking, horns, all kinds of noises. So we apologize for the noise level. But
I think this is 49th Street.
We'll do the best we can. So anyway, we waited from about 4 until nothing really happened until
9:30,
and then everything went to hell. We were supposed to be numbers 10, 11, 12, 13, and right now we're numbers 90-something. So we're still on the 200, but we had a little fiasco.
I was standing in line as number 10, but there were a couple other people who decided they were going to stand as number 11 and 12 before the line even formed. So while I was standing there, I asked one of the higher-ups who was pretty much
orchestrating
the entire lineup event.
Nice guy in a suit.
Nice guy in a suit, and he said that it didn't matter who was behind me because there's the first 10 people were going to meet and greet, as they said, and link up with Miyamoto. So it wouldn't matter who was behind us. So I talked to the guys behind us, and they said, that's fine. Those 3 can go ahead of us, too. It's cool.
And then it all went wrong.
Nikki Hill shook the hand of number 11, made him number 12, 10, and we all walked to the back.
So then this bothered all of us, but it bothered Mother Brain a lot, so she went and had a little chat with the guy.
Mother Brain got a pound of flesh from the guy. And didn't get us really anywhere, but Mother Brain feels much better that she came to terms with the man that screwed us all over big time.
And I don't know if I can call it a pound of flesh as much as it was a really weak apology.
The thing that bothers me the most is the fact that we could have possibly done the Bark Mode, all of us with Miyamoto. The guys in the front of the line didn't back us up, and now we're sitting back here close to number 100.
The guys we stood with for 5 hours and who said that...
Who told us they had 9 people and needed one more for number 10 and that we were sticking together. It was a little frustrating, friends.
Just a little upset that they didn't back us up, so... But regardless of that, we're sitting in line. Line keeps growing.
We got free pizza
and a bottle
of water.
Nintendo World Store is supplying us with free pizza and free water.
And nifty
wristbands.
Wristbands, yeah. And they're checking up on us. I'm expecting they're going to leave pretty soon and leave us for the rest of the night to go crazy. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, 11 o'clock in the morning, is supposed to start. Miyamoto is going to be, I guess, inside the Nintendo World Store. He's going to usher in the first 10, do the Bark Mode, We got somebody looking for a poodle.
We only need two dogs and one poodle. Someone's got to have a poodle.
Nobody's got a poodle.
I don't know what the other one is.
Sorry about that. Guy's asking for a poodle and Nintendo dogs. That's what's going on here. DS is all over the place. People are playing.
Complete
it's great.
Complete and total chaos.
Everyone has a DS.
Yeah, you just became part of our radio show.
Our podcast.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. Anybody's got a poodle out there, we got a man who needs one.
All right, so anyway, 11 o'clock, meeting up. He does the bark mode, and then it's supposed to be one at a time, I guess, led into the store, and you say you're high and all that stuff and get your autograph signed.
As long as Jerk Guy's not there. If Jerk Guy's there, I don't even think you can
say
hello.
Listen, Mother Brain has made peace with the jerk. So don't worry.
Nicky Hill still got his.
Well, it doesn't matter. That's how it works. And then after that, we're out of here.
Don't worry.
Because we're going to be dirty and smelly and
exhausted.
Tired. And
we'll have the city all over
Mother
us.
Mother Brain won't be tired, though, because she's going to get a good night's sleep.
She's going to bed as soon as this podcast is over.
I can
By
sleep
the way,
anywhere.
There's a guy in a tuxedo walking in the middle of the street. This is the sort of thing that happens in New York City.
Now, I think we should go through what everybody's getting signed. I'm getting signed my Legend of Zelda compilation disc for the GameCube. So I'm getting that signed. I'm getting the original Mario Brothers signed. John the Savage?
I have the original Zelda, the gold disc, and I also have my copy of the Wind Waker. I'd like him to sign the actual disc.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I shaved my left pectoral, and I'm going to have him sign that, and then I'm going to tattoo over that. I'm joking. No, I have original Zelda, original Super Mario, and possibly Nintendogs. I don't know how far he's going to go, but I'm going to try to get him for all his work.
Mother Brain is going to have Miyamoto sign something that's going to make him blush, and I'm going to leave it at that.
That's not true. And by the way, I also picked up a micro today, and I'm going to try and get him to sign one of the faceplates. Since I'm getting other stuff signed, I don't know. Maybe there'll be something going on the site where you can win it. I'm not sure. We'll figure that out, but it's definitely a possibility. So,
I also bought a classic
Metroid.
A classic Metroid for Game Boy Advance, still in its wrapping. I don't know if he'll be able to sign on the wrapping. We'll just have to
wait and see.
Get him to kiss it.
I can kiss him. I won't do that. That's gay.
We met one of our fans
not that
today.
There's anything wrong with being gay.
We want to give a shout out to our fan in the top 10.
We got here, and within the top 10, one of our somebody asked us, "Are you the guys that do the podcast?" And we said Nintendo Now Blogspot, and he said, "Yeah." So we actually met one of our fans. Really awesome. So we'd like to say hi. I think he's up in the front of the line.
He's
right?
in the top 10. Absolutely.
So, thanks for recognizing us.
Yeah. Thank you very much for saying hi. Yeah, you're from Cleveland. We don't. Do we get a name?
I don't know if we got a name. And I apologize for not getting a name.
But
I was reading my book.
We wish you the best of luck and hope you get to enjoy your time with Miyamoto. Definitely drop us a line on the site. Let us know how it went. We've been taking pictures inside and outside the Nintendo World Store. We got some pictures of the DSs in there. The special edition. They got like jewel encrusted DSs.
They're pretty awesome.
Like
I think they're Swarovski. I think they ran like $500 and $600. They're really nice.
They're real? They're not like bedazzled?
No, they're like six. Well, they're not like diamonds and stuff, but they're really, really, really cool. And they have a Nintendogs one, which is awesome. And so, you know, Mother Brain will be taking donations for her bling DS.
Yeah, if anybody's looking for a micro, by the way, you can't find them anywhere, I've heard, except for at the Nintendo World Store. I checked six different places, and nobody had them, and they said they were getting them in Monday and Tuesday. And they had them here in the Nintendo World Store, and they had a ton of them. So just if you've been looking for them, hold out a couple more days, and they should have them in your area. What else have we got going on? It's going to be a long night.
They do have upstairs in the Nintendo World Store, they do have the gold limited edition Legend of Zelda Nintendo Game Boy SP. And apparently they are for sale.
Right? they were selling them, but the sign was up that said sold out. So I didn't even know they were selling them. But they also had the two new brighter Game Boy Advance SPs here, too. They got a lot of cool stuff. A lot of new clothing that's all Nintendogs related, with like a little dog up in a corner of his shirt and it says Nintendogs on the arm. Stuff like that. A lot of Nintendog stuff. All the people inside are wearing micros. Let you play them if you want.
And, you know, don't take it the wrong way. Most of the employees in the store that we have come in contact with have been nothing but nice. I guess it was just the man that is in charge of this really has a big head, a little bit of a power trip. Yeah,
then, not everybody here is bad, because there's a lot of great people bringing us food and talking to us and joking around, so.
I guess that's that you have that sort of temper when you run on blast processing. We're going to cut that. Can we cut that out?
No,
I don't think we're cutting anything.
There's no editing in this show.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry.
I'm not even putting in any music.
Oh, there's no fan. He's walking by.
Hey! Hey!
We're doing the podcast!
Yeah, you want to say hi on the podcast? Yeah, we didn't get your name. What's your name?
Nathan Smart.
Nathan. So, yeah, here he is.
One of our, you're in the top 10, right?
Yeah, officially one, but a number two, according to the line.
And they're letting you back in the line?
Yeah, well, I got the second, the white band.
Oh, we only have blue, and he's got white, so he's lucked out.
So how are things up at the front of the line? How's it? Is it tits up there?
Oh, yeah, man. Everyone's going crazy, just sweating.
Lots of screaming and people kicking and punching each other.
Yeah, geez.
It's a much different atmosphere.
Who
back
knows
here.
What's going to happen tomorrow?
Oh, that's
it's much
fabulous.
More relaxed back
yeah.
here.
Yes, we're taking it easy.
If you want to come back and check out what's going on back here and you feel bad for us, you can come back and say hi.
Remember the little people.
That's right.
I will, only if I can be praised.
Oh, definitely.
Get back here.
Okay. Definitely, yeah. We already said you weren't here. Great. We said we wanted you to message on the site and let us know how it went up there. So.
See, I'm excited because, you know, I'm going to have, you know, Miyamoto's dog on my friend list, you know.
That's right.
But even more excited because earlier today I got Haley Duff's dog
on my
friend list.
I heard about that thing.
Yes.
Was she actually
sister of Hillary Duff?
Was she actually there at that thing?
No. But I still have her dog. And she's got 37,000 trainer points.
Wow. Now, do you really think it's hers, or do you think they're just bullshit?
No,
she
it was her voice.
To take care of
it was her voice.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they you heard a message from her voice.
What time did that go on today?
1 to 3. And Miyamoto was there.
Miyamoto was there?
Reggie. And now I know how to say it for everyone. Reggie Fils-Aimé. That's how you say it.
He was
Reggie
there.
Reggie Fils-Aimé. Yeah.
That's amazing.
Did you get any word if they're going to be here?
I don't know if he's going to be here.
Why
I know,
not?
Of course, Miyamoto will, but...
I heard about that other show, the dog show, and I was like, Haley Duff, I don't know if I'm interested. But if I knew they were there, I would have went.
I guess this guy up here, sorry, I'm blanking. He met him because he was walking around talking to people. I left too early. Uh-huh. He was talking to people and he got to meet him.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah, hopefully since they're in the area, they'll show up to him. I mean, if they're hanging with Miyamoto, I'm guessing they might show up here.
Might as well just drop by, right?
Yeah.
That'd be very
awesome.
Exciting.
Well, especially if they hang out with the numbers 90 through 95.
Yeah, wait, they'll talk to 1 through 10, but after that, it's over. They're going to leave.
Done.
Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. And
much appreciated.
We'd love to hear from you on the site. Good meeting you.
By the way, how much was that mic?
$50? $40? Radio Shack.
Okay, great. I gotta get one. I do my own podcast, and mine sucks. That's great.
Yeah, I just wanted something that was like 360 degrees and like basic and cheap. But Radio Shack had it.
Perfect.
It worked out well. So
awesome.
Back to Nintendo.
All right, good luck in the front.
Thank you very much.
In the top 10.
Woo, yeah, good luck.
I'd also like to point out that he was wearing a Miyamoto shirt.
Yeah, I have the red Miyamoto shirt on, and he's got the green one, so that's awesome. That's awesome that he walked by, right, as we were talking
about. That was good timing, yeah.
He's like a long-lost brother.
If only we knew of other fans that were here.
Well, you never know.
What else have we got to talk about? We got a long night. We're going to play some music. We're going to play some Uno.
Mother Brain's
going to be asleep in about 5 minutes.
No, I'm going to play a game of Uno.
All right, we all need to attend to our Nintendo.
Yeah, and as you saw, the
skater just now that crossed
yeah,
by.
Scooters just went by. And as you've heard, lots of people are playing their DSs and trying to get new dogs unlocked and Nintendogs and stuff. So it's a real exciting night. I don't doubt that a lot of people are going to stay up all night, and I might be one of them. So
I certainly will not.
There's just so much going on with this night. That we're going to hang back from doing all the news, and we're going to hang back from doing questions. We'll hit all that stuff next week.
I know we've been promising for 2 weeks to answer your questions, but it's been
busy.
An exciting 2 weeks.
But thankfully, this week didn't have that much big news either, so we can pretty much hit everything next week, and we'll go through we'll go through 2 pages, I'm sure, of questions. We'll make sure we get to you guys, but keep posting them. We want them there. We're definitely going to get to you, so just things have been really hectic. Does anybody have anything else to add, or are we going to get back to freezing on the street?
Go ahead.
No, that's cool.
No, Nikki Hill, go.
I was just going to say, we may not be at the front of the line, but this is where the life of the party starts.
That's right
here.
Right. Yeah. All four of us. But, yeah, we're going to get pictures up on the site. They should be up when the podcast's up. So if the podcast can be downloaded, you're going to be seeing pictures. So we got some guy yelling at us.
They're counting.
We might be in trouble. How many did you count?
89.
89.
There you go.
89 people. Thank you.
89 people, everybody. Just, you know.
Did you get all those people that some of them is new?
Yeah. They told me one of their friends last. So I did count the person. I counted myself. unless there's like one or two stragglers that weren't there when I did my count.
So we'll say it even 90,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, everybody's going to say 90. I'm sure someone wasn't here.
All right, 90
So everybody
people.
That's here is meeting Miyamoto!
Yay! All right.
All right, well.
And we've had to explain to about 35 people that we're meeting Mr. Mario.
I said we're meeting the first lady that asked me. I said we're meeting someone that works for Nintendo, and I left it at that. So,
yeah, the description has gotten more interesting as the night.
Yeah,
is.
Some people. Oh, by the way, parked right next to us, like not even a foot away, is a guy from Fox 5.
Fox? Yeah.
So it's like Channel 5 TV station around by us, and he said maybe later on he's going to come back with some television cameras or some crew or something. And by then,
at least let them know that something's going on, so tomorrow they might be able to get some coverage.
Yeah, by then when they come out, I'm sure the line will be a lot longer, so maybe you'll be seeing a Nintendo Now Blogspot on TV. The next big step.
Yeah, we told him we'd take care of his car, so that'll
yeah,
probably
we're
come
watching
back
it.
To
we're
talk
taking
to
real
us.
Good care. Everything's going to be fine. So I think that's about it.
Before Mother Brain's laptop runs out of battery power.
Yeah, once again, I apologize.
Before Mother Brain runs out of battery and falls asleep.
I apologize for the background noise. But I think it'll give a nice feeling to the show. And hopefully you'll be able to hear all of us well. But next week we'll be back to the regular edited, music-filled show. Questions, news, maybe a few surprises.
Yeah,
so
this is a rare show for us. It's
that's right.
Off the cuff, completely
next,
random. So
next midnight show will probably be... launches Zelda, so it's going to be a while.
Yeah. I'll be awake
perhaps,
for that.
Perhaps a live broadcast from, not live, but, you know, on-location broadcast from Nintendo World Store for the Mario Kart contest.
Yeah, we might be entering the Mario Kart contest. It's October or something. I don't remember.
Second,
but well, possibly we'll have something then. But thank you for listening. I hope you're not disappointed with the show, and we'll be back to regular next week.
Wish
so
you could be
worry.
Here with us.
We do. We're doing this for you guys.
Aww.
We're doing it for you. So everybody have a great night. Enjoy your beds, because we won't be. Well, our own beds, not your beds.
Although
we're out of here.
Oh, mercy.
Stop.